USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. At least 25 people are dead and more than 85 injured following a train collision in northern Greece. A passenger train carrying more than 350 people collided with a freight train Tuesday night near the city of Larissa. Following the early February toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, the town saw another visit from EPA Administrator Michael Regan on Tuesday. He emphasized that one thing must rule the day.
We have to believe in science.
Regan said while he wants to calm residents' concerns, the EPA wants to keep resources to what its research points to as the highest threats to the community. He emphasized the EPA's focus is proving positive results to the public. Lawyers for the Biden administration say student loan borrowers who brought a case Tuesday before the U.S. Supreme Court are not seeking relief that could actually help them personally.
Under the Education Act, no decision has been made, and so they haven't been deprived of any procedure associated.
During oral arguments, justices questioned the administration's methods of determining who would benefit from a $400 billion student loan forgiveness program. A ruling on the cases is not expected until June. When it comes to any potential debt ceiling talks, one prominent Republican is saying, hands off the defense budget.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says defense spending cuts should not be part of any negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. McConnell warning his fellow Republicans that threats against the U.S. are real and growing.
The defense budget ought to reflect the nature of the threat. We have not only Russia and Ukraine, which we've generally done in supplementals, but we have the ongoing challenge of meeting China in the future.
McConnell went on to say the discussion should actually be about raising the defense budget. House Republicans have said they won't raise the debt limit unless there are cuts.
Correspondent John Schaefer, this is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The defense is resting its case in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial after introducing a new theory. Murdaugh was a high-profile attorney worth over $1 million who's now accused of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul in 2021. A defense expert says he thinks two different shooters killed the disgraced attorney's wife and son. Meantime, the judge agreed to let jurors visit the Murdaugh family property where his wife and son were killed. That visit will happen when prosecutors are done with their reply case this week. One top Democrat says Norfolk Southern Railway has questions to answer before the American public, perhaps even before Congress. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized the rail industry for what happened in the Trump administration.
But rail companies spent years pushing the federal government, particularly the Trump administration, to repeal the safety standards intended to prevent accidents like the one that happened in Ohio.
Schumer has asked the head of the rail company to answer questions on the disaster before a Senate panel, and he's yet to respond. A panel of FDA advisors is endorsing the nation's first RSV vaccine for older folks. The committee voted Tuesday in favor of recommending a Pfizer shot for adults 60 years old and up. Pfizer says the single-dose shot was shown to reduce the risk of illness from the virus, RSV, by as much as 86%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.